Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are thankful for the opportunity, the privilege to be in your house this morning, to worship you, to adore you, to praise you. Lord, to sit under the ministry of your word, and Father, to listen to your Holy Spirit. We pray, Father, that you would meet with us this morning. We pray, Father, that everything that is done and said would bring honor and glory to your name. Be with our brothers and sisters around the world as they worship you today as well. And we pray, Father, that many would come to know Christ. Father, thank you for loving us and for all that we have in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I understood two words that Antron said. Pastor Sam, that's all.
刚才陈明浩所提的两个字，就是牧师Sam。It's
an honor for me to stand before you this morning and to share with you from the Word of God.
今天能够在台上跟你们一同分享神的话，这是我的荣幸。I
was blessed on Easter Sunday to have the opportunity to preach to both our church, Fellowship Bible Church, and you folks as well, Emmeth
Chapel.
It was exciting on that Sunday to worship together as brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to share with you this morning some thoughts from Matthew 25 on the subject of something that is somewhat difficult and yet is what often spoke about in God's Word. My subject this morning deals with the area of stewardship. Often when we think about stewardship, the first thing that comes to mind is money. To be honest with you, that's part of stewardship, but it involves more than money.
老实说，这做神的管家不只是关系到钱而已，还有其他的。
Consider with me this morning several areas that the Bible talks about when it deals with this subject of stewardship.
今天我们来探讨一下，在圣经里面神对这个神的管家这一事情有些什么话。
First of all, what is stewardship?
首先我们来思考一下，神的管家到底是什么意思？
The dictionary defines stewardship as the management of another's finances, property, or affairs.
在字典里面，这个 stewardship 这个神的管这个管家这个字，代表着一个人他去管理别人的金钱、别人的财务。
In the New Testament, the Greek word for stewardship signifies the management of a household, the administration of the belongings of another person.
在新约圣经里面，常有提到这个神的管家这个字，是在希腊文里面的意思是要一个人他来去管理别人拥有的财物，别人拥有的一切事情。
The Bible portrays a steward as a manager or superintendent of another's household or possessions.
在圣经里面常常说到，这个神的管家是一个是为别人经营、别人来管理他家务的，还有他所有的一切。
When an individual has gone away on a journey for an extended period of time, they would place their entire household and possessions in the care of a steward.
当一个人他出门远行的时候，他会将他家里所有的一切
The steward had complete charge over the property, possessions, and wealth of the absent individual.
那个管家, 他对他主人所托付他的一切,
Although those things never really belonged to the steward, he was responsible for managing it properly and making it prosper.
虽然那些事、那些东西、那些财物不是这个管家的，可是他有责任，他要负责去管理这些财物和家业，直到他的主人能够得益。
The servants in Matthew 25 have been given the responsibility of caring for the property of their master while he has gone away on a journey.
在马太福音25章里面提到说，那个管家他有这个责任去管理他主人所托付他管理的。Stewardship
is the management of another's finances, property, or possessions.
这管家是去管理。 别人所托付他的金钱、财务、产业和所有的一切。Second,
who are some stewards that are mentioned in God's word?
那我们来看看在圣经里面提到的一些管家是谁。Eleazar
is referred to as Abraham's steward in Genesis 15:2.
在创世纪十五章第二节里面有提到亚伯兰，他的一个管家叫以利以谢。Joseph
in Genesis 41 was made steward over all of Egypt.
在创世纪41章里面，约瑟有提到是他去管理这个埃及地。In
1 Chronicles 28:1, it states that David had stewards over all of his substance and possessions.
在历代志上28章1节有提到说大卫呢，他是在管理所有的财物。Paul
in 1 Corinthians 14 and in Titus 1 describes you and I as believers as being stewards.
在哥林多前书保罗有提到说这个信徒呢是要成为神的管家。
The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 4 states that believers have the responsibility to be a good steward of the grace of God.
在彼得前书四章这个提到，彼得这个使徒，他提到说这个神的信徒呢是有一个责任来借着神的恩典来管理他所赐的。
Like the stewards mentioned in the Bible who have the responsibility for the property, possessions, and wealth of their master.
好像那些我们刚才提到的这个神的管家，在这个圣经里面所提到的，他们有这样的责任去管理他们主人所赐下给他们的财物和金钱等等。
So I, as a believer in Jesus Christ, have the responsibility to handle properly what God has entrusted to me.
我既然是耶稣的门徒，我有这样的责任来去管理神所赐给我的一切。Third,
what are believers responsible for as a steward?
三，信徒有什么这个管家的责任？
Keep in mind, a steward is a person who has been entrusted and responsible for his master's entire household.
我们要记得，一个管家呢，他是要为他主人所赐给他管理的要负责任。That
would include buildings, fields, foodstuffs, possessions, wealth, servants, everything that belonged to his or her master.
这包括了他的房子，他的土地，他的食物。 他一切拥有的财物和他甚至他的仆人等等，都归他管理。In
1 Corinthians 6:19-20, Paul says that we are not our own, but we have been bought with a price. We know that price was the death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
在哥林多前书六章十九到二十节，保罗提到说，我们不是我们自己的人，我们是重价买回来的。这个重价是借着神自己儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。
He paid for my salvation and forgiveness of sin with his own precious blood and life. Therefore, Paul says, God owns me as a believer.
他借着他自己的宝血，为了拯救我们，为了赎我们的罪，死在十字架上。所以保罗说，我们不属于我们自己，是神拥有我们。
You and I know that after Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he returned back to heaven.
我们都知道，当耶稣基督他从死里复活之后，他回到天上去了。
He is gone as it were on a journey and will one day return.
他就好像一个远行的人，他有一天他还会回来。
While he is gone, he has entrusted to me certain talents, gifts, ability, possessions, time, money, and my life.
当他离开之后，他托付了我的恩赐，我的才干，我的本事，我的拥有的金钱、时间，甚至我的生命。
Bible passages such as Luke 16, Romans 14, 1 Corinthians 3 remind me that one day, as a believer in Christ, I will stand before God and give an account of myself to Him.
在圣经里面，好像路加福音十六章。罗马书十四章，还有哥林多前书三章里面，都有提醒我们说，有一天我们这耶稣的门徒的，有一天我们要站在耶稣的面前，当他再回来的时候，我们必须要向他交账。
I am responsible for those things God has entrusted to me.
他所托付我的，我都要负责任。
Number four, what are some biblical principles of stewardship?
第四，圣经里面教导我们哪一些关于这个神的管家的原则。
First, Matthew 25:14, the Bible says God owns everything.
第一，在马太福音二十五章十四节里面提到说，神拥有一切。
Secondly, Matthew 25:15-18, God gives me what He knows I can be trusted with.
马太福音二十五章十五到十八节提到说，神他托付我，我有能力所做的。
Third, Matthew 25:19 says, "I am accountable for everything God gives me."
在马太福音二十五章十九节提到说，神所托付我的，我都要有交代。
Fourth, 2 Corinthians 8:5.Says that stewardship begins with my giving myself to God.
第四，在哥林多后书八章五节里面提到说，当我们是神的管家，我们是从我们把我们自己献上开始。
Number five, stewardship proves our love for the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 8:8, Paul says it proves the sincerity of our love for Jesus Christ.
第五。作为神的管家，是要我们是证明我们对神的爱。在哥林多后书八章八节里面，保罗提到说，当我们做神的管家，这证明了我们对神的真心的爱和爱别人。
Number six, God expects me to manage wisely what He has entrusted to me, according to Matthew 25 verses 20-23.
第六，根据马太福音二十五章二十到二十三节，说到神他期望我能够管理他的在管理他的事情上用心。
Those six principles provide some guidelines to understanding stewardship and what God expects of me as a believer in Jesus Christ.
这以上六个原则给我们一些引导。教导我们如何去做一个神的管家，如何去以一个耶稣的门徒来做神的管家。
Number five, what hinders me from being a good steward for Jesus Christ.
第五, 我们要做神的管家, 有些什么困难?
There are several things that would stop me from giving and doing what God wants me to do.
有一些事情会妨碍到我们做一个神的好管家。
Let me give you five reasons why I think people in churches don't give more of their time, talents, and money to the Lord.
那我给你五个原因，为什么在教会里面，很多人不能够将他们的金钱、将他们的时间、将他们才干献上给神。
Reason number one, we don't really believe and trust God.
第一个原因是我们没有相信神，我们没有足够的相信和信靠神。
1 Corinthians 4:2 says that it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
在哥林多前书4:2提到说，我们作为神的管家，我们必须要忠心。
Romans 14:2 states that every one of us will give an account of ourselves to God.
在罗马书14:2提到说，我们每一个人都要为神给我们的。
Sometimes we don't believe what God says in His Word.
有时候我们对神的话不够信任。
Sometimes we don't accept the fact that I will stand before God one day and be accountable for everything that He has entrusted to me.
有时候我们也不接受，有一天我们必须在神的面前交账。
I may have the feeling that God will somehow excuse me for being unfaithful. As a steward,
有时候我会相信神不会计较我在他面前不够忠心。Or
I may think that God is just trying to scare me into doing something.
或者我在想神在吓唬我，直到我能够为他做一些事情。So
I may not believe and trust God.
所以我有时候不相信，也不信靠神。Number
two. We get greedy for wealth and possessions.
第二个原因，我们很多时候为着我们世上的财宝和世上所拥有的而贪心。1
Timothy 6:10 says, "The love of money is the root of all evil."
提摩太前书6:10说到，贪爱钱财是万恶之根。Paul
said, "I am not to have an affection, a love for money."
保罗说：“我不愿意贪爱钱财。”Why
does God tell us as believers don't love money or the things that money can buy?
为什么神告诉我们，我们不要贪爱钱财？既然是钱财可以买很多东西。Number
one, they can turn us away from serving God.
第一，我们贪爱钱财的话，我们会背逆神而不去侍奉神。
Secondly, it can keep us from pursuing God.
第二，我们会不去追求神。Number
three, an affection for a love for silver, a love for money can come between me and God.
第三，贪爱钱财会破坏我们跟神之间的关系。Number
four, it can hinder me from being all God wants me to be.
第四，它会妨碍到我愿意去做神所愿意。
Number five, a love for money and things can lead to my becoming useless for God.
第五，如果我们贪爱钱财的话，我们会成为一个无用的器皿。So
God tells me as a believer, don't love money or the things that money can buy.
所以神告诉我们，不要贪爱钱财，也不要贪爱钱财所能够买到的。There's
a third reason that hinders me from being a good steward. Of God.
还有第三个原因会能够影响到我对神做管家的忠心。It's
a failure to see stewardship as an investment in eternity.
就是没有看到做神的管家是一个在永恒里面的投资。We
humanly are concerned about our retirement, so we invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs.
我们很多时候对我们退休之后的日子很关心。 所以我们常常会投资在这个股票、债券 还有一些其他的能够赚钱的工具上面。
God, on the other hand, in Matthew 6:19 through 21 says, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
神在马太福音第六章十九到二十一节有向我们提到说不要积攒财宝在天上，因为积攒财宝在不要再积攒财宝在地上，因为在地上有虫子咬，有会朽坏，而且有贼来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
不过我们确实要积攒财宝在天上，因为我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在那里。
Dr. Howard Hendricks said,
一个人叫做 Dr. Howard Hendricks 的曾经说过，
In this day of incredible materialism with which we are infected in this society, when you manage properly as a good steward, you are investing in eternity.
他说在渐进这个不可思议的唯物主义的时代，我们常常受到影响。他说到如果我们把我们的我们所拥有的做一个好管家，我们就是好像在永恒里面投资。
Every dollar I give to God, every gift and talent I use for Him, every minute I serve Jesus in and through the local church is an investment in eternity.
我每一分钱用在神的事工上，我所有的恩赐，我的才干用在神的事工上。每一分钟我用在耶稣的身上，通过我们教会里面的事工，就是投资在永恒里。
There's a fourth reason that hinders me from being a good steward.
还有第四个原因是会影响到我做神的好管家。
We choose not to obey God in the area of stewardship.
我们很多时候在神的管理神的事情上，我们不忠心，不遵守神的旨意。
I think one of the hardest areas of stewardship is in the giving of a portion of our income, time, talents, and abilities back to God.
有一样事情是很困难的，就是很多时候我们不愿意将我们收入的一部分或者我们的时间去交回给神。
The Bible often refers to this as a tithe or an offering to God.
圣经里面常常有提到十亿奉献这一件事情。
Malachi 3:10 says, Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse.
马拉基书三章十节也提到说，你们要将神的十亿奉献带到仓库里面去。
2 Corinthians 9:7 says, God loves a cheerful giver.
在哥林多后书九章七节也提到说，凡是乐意奉献的人是神所喜爱的。
God asks us in this age of grace.To give back to him a portion of what he has given to us.
在今天这个恩典的时期，神他要我们将我们收入的一部分交还给他。
A good place to start of our income is to give God back 10% of what he gives me.
最好的开始就是将神所赐给我们的收入的十分之一来奉献给他。
When I was a boy 50 years ago,
五十年前我还是个小孩的时候，
My grandmother used to send me $50 for Christmas every year.
每逢圣诞节我的老祖母都会送给我50块钱。
My father taught me that part of that $50 belonged to God.
我父亲告诉我那五十块钱里面有一部分是属于神的。
I wasn't happy.
我不是很高兴。
My dad said $5 of that $50 belongs to God.
我父亲告诉我，那五十块钱里面有五块钱是要奉献给神的。
That $5 was a lot of money for a 7-year-old boy to give to God.
那时候我才是七岁，在我印象中，那五块钱是非常多的，而且是给神吗？
I gave it through the local church.And I'm glad my father taught me to give back to God.
我还是将五块钱奉献给我的教会。我很高兴那时候我父亲有给我这样的一个教导。
I have since learned that God wants me to give back. I'm ablibbing. God wants me to give back of my time and my talents as well.
这更进一步的，我后来就学习到，神要的不是只是我的金钱而已，甚至是我的恩赐，我所有的才干。
In the Old Testament, before Moses and the law, offerings were given to the Lord.
在旧约时代，在那个摩西和律法之前，有很多人在那时候都有奉献给神。
Money was not used in that period of time, so animals, seed, and land were often the offerings God received from mankind.
那时候的奉献不是在金钱上，而是在动物、种子和土地。
From the time of Moses to our Lord's day, a tithe, 10% of everything God's people owned, was given back to the Lord.
从摩西那时代到主来的日子，十分之一 的收入都会 要奉献给神。
Numbers 27, 30 through 33, Numbers 18, 21 and 24 describe this tithe that was collected and given to the Levites, the priests of Israel.
在利未记二十七章，民数记十八章里面有提到说，这个十一奉献是要奉献给利未人，是以色列的祭司。
Deuteronomy 12, 6 through 7 describe a second tithe taken to the temple and used by the servants and priests.
在生命记十二章六到七节有提到说，有第二个十一奉献是要献给这个圣殿里面的仆人和祭司。
Deuteronomy 14 describes a poor tithe that was used for those traveling through the land for the orphan and for the widow.
生命记十四章有提到另外一个是穷人的奉献，这个是要奉献给路过的人和孤儿寡妇。
Leviticus 19, 9 through 10 commanded that the corners of the field be left unharvested so the poor could gather the crops there and have something to eat.
在利未记十九章九到十节有提到说，你们在草场里面收割这个庄稼的时候，不要将田角的收割到完。
Nehemiah 10, 32 through 33 speak of a temple tax of one-third of a shekel used to help to pay for the showbread, the grain, and sacrifices used at the temple.
在尼希米记十章里面有提到一个是要捐献给圣殿的，在这个一色克勒的三分之一要献给圣殿，这是包括了这个陈设饼还有数祭和燔祭等等。
There were other tithes, offering and taxes required of the Old Testament saint.
还有其他的这个十一奉献和其他的教会的奉献，在这个旧约里面也提到是要这些圣徒们捐献给圣殿的。
Those tithes were used to support both the temple and the government of that day.
那些奉献是要为了这圣殿里面的行政和那时候的政府所用。
Their tithe may have been somewhere between 23% and 30% of their income.
他们的那些奉献可能是在23%到30%他们的收入。
The giving spoken of in the New Testament from Jesus' day to today is often described as free will or grace giving.
在新约里面，在耶稣基督的时代里面，这个奉献是有关自由奉献，或者是靠着神的恩典来奉献的。
Grace giving is based on a person's love for the Lord and in response for all he has done.
靠着神的恩典来奉献， 是皆以基于我们对神的爱和我们对神他所爱我们的回应。
In 2 Corinthians 8, Paul speaks of the giving done by the believers in Macedonia and mentions three things in connection with it.
在哥林多后书八章，保罗也提到说，在马其顿的那些圣徒人他们的奉献的事情。
First, it was done according to one's ability to give on what they actually had.
第一，他们的奉献是基于他们有的能力和他们所神所给他们的。
Two, he also said that they gave above their ability. There was some sacrifice involved on the part of the believers.
第二，他们不只给奉献他们所有的，他们甚至有时候奉献超出他们所能力所有的。
Third, they gave freely. In other words, it was voluntary, it was not forced.
第三，他们的奉献是自由奉献，是没有一点都没有勉强。
In Mark 12, Jesus watched a woman come into the temple and put two mites into the treasury.
在马可福音第十二章也提到说，耶稣基督他看着一个富人，一个穷寡妇，他在圣殿里面把他两个小钱献在这个银库里面。
A mite was the smallest coin of that day, about 1/8 of a cent in today's market.
那时候的一个小钱相等于今天是八分之一的一分钱。
In verse 44 of Mark 12, Jesus said she had given all that she had.
在第四十四节也提到说，耶稣说这个穷寡妇他将他所有的都献上了。
All that she had to live on, she had given back to God.
他将他一切养生的都交回给神了。
She had sacrificed to the Lord all the money that she possessed.
他神所给他的一切，他都用牺牲的一个方式来献上了。
Keep in mind, stewardship is the proper management of an estate.
所以管理家务是一个有效的去来管理所有的财务产业等等。
Of all that we have, all that we possess, of all that God has given to us.
所以作为神的管家，就是要好好的来管理所有神所赐给我们的。
For the believer in Jesus Christ, I need to recognize two things.
身为一个耶稣的门徒，我们必须要明白两点。
All that I have is not mine, but His.
我所拥有的一切都不是我的，都是从神而来。
And secondly, giving to God involves obedience, love, and faith.
第二，我们奉献给神是要靠着我们对神的忠心的顺服的爱和的信靠。
As a good steward, I'm living as a good steward.I must give back to God what my heart tells me to give to Him.
身为一个管家，我必须要向神献上我心里对神所愿意献上的。
It would be my time, my abilities, my money, everything God has given to me, I give a part of that back to Him.
这包括了我的时间、我的金钱、我的才干、我所有的一切。我都要奉献给神。
Number six this morning, what does stewardship, what does my giving to God do for me?
最后我们奉献给神到底对我有什么意义？
We live in an age where we want something in return for what we do for somebody else.
在今天这个时代，不论我们为别人做什么，我们都期望有一个
So if I give part of my time, my abilities, my gifts, my money to God, what does God give me in return?
所以当我愿意向神奉献我所有的时间、金钱和我所拥有的一切，神要赐福给我一些什么呢？
If I give away $3, what is He going to do for me?
如果我给他三块钱，他要对我做些什么呢？
Yeah, okay. We want something in return when we do something.
每当我们为别人做了些什么，我们都希望有回报。
What does my stewardship, my giving to God, what does that do for me?
我奉献我有的给神，神为我做了什么呢？
First,
第一，
it honors God.
我们的奉献是荣耀神的。
Hebrews 7, verses 1 through 10 state that just as Abraham gave to God in Genesis 14, it honored God in paying tithe. So I am to honor God in giving back to God what belongs to Him.
在希伯来书七章有提到，叫亚伯拉罕在创世纪里面向神的奉献是荣耀神的。我们今天给神的奉献也一样的是荣耀他。
So my giving to God honors Him.
所以我给神的奉献是荣耀神的。
Secondly, giving to God helps me grow spiritually.
第二，当我奉献给神的时候，我在属灵里面会有成长。
2 Corinthians 9:7 points out three things.
在哥林多后书九章七节有提到三点。
We are not to give grudgingly or under compulsion.
当我们捐奉献的时候，我们不能够作难，也不能够勉强。
Secondly, I am to give cheerfully.
第二，当我奉献的时候，我必须要乐意。
I am to give back to God because I love God and I want to give to Him.
我奉献给神是因为我爱他，而且我要奉献给他，我是心里甘心乐意的。
Thirdly, giving to God allows me to trust Him to meet all of my needs.
第三，当我奉献给神的时候，我是凭着信心，神会照顾我所需要的。
In my family, growing up, I always honored my father.
在我成长的过程中，我常常的是非常的我很孝敬我的父亲。
You don't understand me, I don't understand you. I always honored my father growing up. And so I did things to try to please him.
我常常做一些事情来使我父亲开心。
My giving to God honors my heavenly father.
我向神的奉献是荣耀神的。
It also helps me to grow in my relationship with him.
也使到我能够在跟神的关系上有一个建立一个根基。
Third, stewardship strengthens the local church.
第三，这个做神的管家能够兼顾教会。
Acts chapter 4 shows that the early church was faithful in its giving and stewardship practices.
使徒行传第四章有提到说，那早期的教会他们在做神的管家上的忠心。
Those in the local assembly gave of their income, their time, their talents, and their abilities.
那些早期教会里的人，他们将他们的收入、他们的时间、他们的才干、他们的恩赐都奉献给神。
They faithfully managed what God gave them and gave to their church.
他们很忠心的来使用神所给他们的。他们也献上给他们的教会。
Their giving to the early New Testament church allowed the church to reach their world for Jesus Christ.
他们在他们当时的教会的奉献，使到他们的教会能够将这个耶稣基督的福音传到地极。
When you invest your time, your income, your abilities in something, you feel part of it.
当你将你的金钱、你的时间、你的才干，投资在这样的事情上，你会觉得你是跟这个神的事情有份。
Stewardship, investing in the local church allows me to feel part of that church.
当我这样忠心的来管理神所赐给的我的这些， 我会加强我对这个教会的一个归属感观感。
Stewardship strengthens the local church.
这个管理神的事情能够兼顾教会。
Number four, stewardship advances the gospel and the cause of Christ.
第四，当我们忠心的来管理神的事情，我们会使到这个福音传播出去。
Matthew 28:19 through 20, Mark 16:15 through 16, and Acts 1:8 all instruct us to share Jesus Christ with our world.
马太福音28章、马可福音16章和使徒行传1章都教导我们要将神这个耶稣基督的福音传到地极。
It takes money, time, and talents to share the gospel with the world.
要传福音到地极，需要金钱，需要时间，也需要才干。
Our giving, serving, and using our talents for the Lord help to spread the good news of salvation to a lost and dying world.
我们的奉献，我们的事工，我们将我们的这个才干献给神，能够帮助我们将神的福音这个好消息，这个拯救的一个信息传到一个失落的世界里面。
At Fellowship Bible, we're having a missions conference this week.
我们这个 Fellowship Bible Church 这个星期我们有一个这个差传的聚会。
We have two missionaries with us yesterday and today.
昨天呢，今天我们有两个传道人在我们当中。
One serving the Lord in Africa, one serving the Lord here in Massachusetts.
有一个宣教士是在这个非洲，有另外一个是在我们当地。
We have over the last 5 or 6 years given to those missionaries part of the money that people give to us.
在过去5、6年当中，我们常常将我们教会收到的一些奉献来去捐给这两位宣教士。
That has allowed the missionary in Africa to take the good news of salvation to African people.
那使到那一个在非洲做宣教的那一位宣教士能够将福音带到非洲去。
It has also allowed the missionary here in Massachusetts, Child Evangelism Fellowship missionary, to take the gospel to children.
也能使到在我们当地这一位宣教士将福音带到当地的一些小孩当中。
Both of those missionaries have thanked us for investing in their work and in their ministry.
那两位宣教士都向我们都感谢我们能够有这样的来帮助他们。
Our investing in their ministry makes us and allows us to feel part of their ministry in Africa and here in Massachusetts.
我们的奉献用在这样的一个福音事工上，使我们感到我们有在这样的事情上有份。
And many people have come to know Christ through our giving to those missionaries.
很多人认识神，就是因为我们有这样的奉献。
So stewardship advances the gospel and the cause of Christ.
所以我们忠心的管理神的事，能够使到这个福音传到地极。
Number five, giving to the Lord, managing the estate He has given me, is actually worship.
第五，这样的一些对神的奉献，是好像我们是帮助我们对神的敬拜。
Worship is attributing worth to something or someone.
敬拜是将一些有价值的归到一个人或者一件事情上。
The Bible says God is the only one worthy of worship.
圣经告诉我们，神是唯一值得我们去敬拜的。
I worship God because of who He is and what He has provided for me.
我敬拜神是因为他是神，而且他也给了我。我所有的
Worship of God is thanks to God for forgiveness of sin and the hope of heaven.
我敬拜神是因为他饶恕了我的罪，他也给我在有天国里面有期望。
Stewardship giving reminds me that God is the creator and sustainer of life and all that life involves.
我们去管理神的事，给我们一个提醒，就是神他是那位创造宇宙的神，而且他是维护整个世界的生命。
If I love God for what He has done for me,
如果我因着神他为我做的一切去爱他。
If I believe what God says in His Word,
如果我相信神在圣经里面所说的话。
If God is worthy of my worship,
如果神他是值得我的敬拜。
Then as a good steward, I must give back to God something that He has given to me.
所以要做一个好神的好管家，我必须将神所给我的 一部分还给神。
God is worthy of my money, of my time, of my talents, of my abilities.
我给神的奉献，不管是时间、金钱、我的财宝、我的才干，都是值得的。
Jesus Christ has gone on a journey.
耶稣基督他远行了。
He has gone back to heaven.
他回到天上。
He has entrusted me with me certain things.
他在我身上托付了一些事。
He has given me an income. He has given me time. He has given me certain talents and abilities.
他给我收入，他给我金钱，他给我时间，他也给我才干。
He has entrusted that estate to me.
他将那一些交托给我。
Someday he's coming back.
有一天他要回来。
And I will give an account of what I have done with those things he has given to me.
当他再来的时候，我要对我他所交托我的一切要在他面前交账。
Stewardship is giving back to God part of the estate he has entrusted to me based on my love and my commitment to Jesus Christ.
我做神的管家是因为他给了我这样多，我要在他面前要交账。
He gave his all for me on the cross of Calvary.
他在各个他身上的十字架上将他一切都给了我。
I should be willing to give back to him some of my income, my talents, my time, and my abilities.
他给了我这么多，我必须要将我的金钱、我的才干、我的时间和我的恩赐来交还给他。
I would ask you this morning to consider giving back to God part of what He has entrusted to you.
今天早上我向大家说，我们必须要将我们神给我们的 一部分交还给他。
It can involve our money.
这可以是我们的金钱。
It can involve our time.
也是或是我们的时间。
It can involve the abilities or the gifts that He has given to us.
或者是我的才干，或者是他给我的恩赐。
Playing the piano.
好像弹钢琴。
Singing.
唱歌。
Whatever talent, whatever gift God has given to me, part of that belongs to Him.
无论是什么样 的才干和本事，都是从神来的。
I would ask you to consider giving 10% of what God has entrusted to you back to Him.
你愿意将神所给你的金钱的十分之一奉献给神吗？
When you and I do that, it follows the instruction that Paul gave us in 2 Corinthians 9:7.
如果我们愿意的话，我们就是照着保罗在圣经里面所给我们的教导。
That we decide in our own heart to give not reluctantly or out of compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
在哥林多后书九章七节提到，保罗提到说，我们奉献给神是我们出自我们甘心乐意的，而不是作难，也不是勉强。
Keep in mind that when I give back to God,
我们要牢记住，当我们奉献给神的时候，
when I am involved in a local church,
当我们在我们当地的教会里面有事工的时候，
it allows me to feel part of that church.
这让我们能够感觉到我们在教会里面有归属感。
It allows me to feel that God is worthy of my worship.
让我深深地感受到这个神是值得我去敬拜的。
And it proves my love and my sincerity for Jesus Christ.
也证明我是对神有爱，而且是我是真心的去爱他。
Stewardship is managing the estate that God has given to me.
作为神的管家，是管理神所赐给我的一切产业。
Stewardship is giving back to God part of what He's given to me.
作为神的管家，是将神所赐给我们的交还给他。
In Matthew 25, the owner comes back to his servants.
在马太福音二十五章，那主人后来就回到他的家园。
And he asked them what they did with the talents, the property that he gave to them.
他就问他那一些仆人，他所交托给他们的那些金钱，他们做了什么？
Two of the servants had invested the talents, the money that he had given to them.
有两个仆人将他主人所交托给他们的金钱拿去投资。
He praised them and called them faithful.
他称赞这两个仆人，而说他们是忠心的仆人。
The one servant had taken the talent and buried it in the ground.
有另外一个仆人将他主人所给他的托付他的金钱，把他埋在地里。
The master called him unfaithful, unworthy.
那主人说他不忠心，他是一个无用的仆人。
And took from him the talent and gave it to another.
把他手里所有的都拿走，去交给了其他的仆人。
God will one day hold me accountable for what He has given to me.
一天神要向我算账。
I am to invest it, I am to use it for His honor and for His glory.
神所给我的，我必须要懂得去怎么样的去投资在神的永恒的事工上。
And what better place to use what God has given to me than in the local church where I worship?
我相信在我们当地的教会有很多机会让我们能够向神来做这样的一个奉献。
I would ask you this morning to consider giving back to God part of what He has given to you.
我希望你们能够考虑将你们神所给你们的一部分奉献给神。
It is an investment in the present as well as into eternity.
这为着今天也为着将来做一个很有意义的投资。
I would ask you to allow God to speak to your heart as to what He would have you do for Him.
我愿意你向神沟通，要让神让你知道你要怎么样来奉献给他。
And now let's pray.
让我们来做一个祷告。
Father, thank you for loving us in such a wonderful way that you allowed your Son Jesus Christ to go to Calvary.And there give His life, shed His blood, pay the sin debt that I could not pay. And Lord, it is that You owe me. Yeah, I have given myself to You. And now, Lord, You ask that I give something back to You. I can give back a part of my time, my talents, my abilities, and my income. And Lord, I pray this morning that You would speak to our hearts, that we would be willing to give back to You part of what You have given to us. Thank You, Lord, for this great church. Thank You, Lord, for these wonderful people. Thank You, Lord, for their love for You, their commitment to Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father, that You would bless them and their pastor and their spiritual leaders. And I pray, Father, that this church would continue to grow and go forward for You. Help each one of us, Lord, to do what You ask us to do in Your Word, to give back to You a partof what You have given to us. And Father, may we do it cheerfully, because Father, Your word says that You love a cheerful and a happy giver. Father, help us to give because we love You. Bless this church and this people, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.